This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Spain's foreign minister has announced that Spain is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Arantxa Gonzalez-Laya rebuked Britain for imposing a 2-week quarantine on all travelers entering Britain from Spain after a rise in its coronavirus numbers. A year ago, Britain's made up about a fifth of foreign visitors to Spain. The British quarantine could deal a blow to the Mediterranean country's efforts to jumpstart its economy after months of lockdown. The number of COVID-19 cases has risen in Spain in the past 2 weeks, in the last few weeks rather, prompting Britain to announce late Saturday it was taking Spain off its safe travel list. The quarantine took effect just hours later. Britain isn't alone in opting for caution. This weekend saw Ireland omit Britain from a list of safe countries, telling its citizens it should be avoided for all but essential travel. France has issued a warning about travel to Spain. Norway, too, is advising against travel to Spain. Almost 40 countries worldwide have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections during the past week, amid fears of an imminent second wave of the pandemic in Europe are also mounting. The highest number of coronavirus cases are in the United States, with over 4.1 million cases reported. That's followed by Brazil with more than 2.3 million, India with over 1.3 million, Russia with over 811,000, and South Africa with more than 434,000 cases reported. French authorities have charged a Rwandan church volunteer who confessed to setting on fire the 15th century Nantes Cathedral. The prosecutor's office said the man has lived in France for several years. VOA News. Staff of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu made final efforts to clear the premises on Sunday, with security remaining tight outside. This comes ahead of a Monday closure ordered by Beijing as China-U.S. relations continue to worsen. China has charged that some personnel at the consulate were conducting activities not in line with their identities. That's a quote. China's order to close the consulate was issued on Friday in retaliation for a U.S. order to close the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas. The closures further escalate the tensions between the two countries over issues ranging from trade and industrial espionage to human rights. The Taliban accused Afghan security forces Sunday of re-arresting insurgents who had been released as part of a crucial prisoner swap meant to kickstart peace talks. They said the National Directorate of Security had detained an unspecified number of insurgents released under the exchange program. They warned that Kabul would bear responsibility for the consequences. The spokesman for Afghanistan's National Security Council said the claim was incorrect. The prisoner swap has been a major stumbling block in getting Kabul and the Taliban to start peace talks. Under a deal between the United States and the Taliban, the Afghan government is supposed to release 5,000 insurgent prisoners, while the Taliban frees 1,000 government inmates. Kabul has released most of the 5,000, but the NDS has said some of the Taliban inmates are returning to the battlefield. The Council of Europe said Sunday it is alarmed by the Polish justice minister's call for his country to withdraw from a landmark international treaty combating violence against women. Poland's justice minister said Monday he will begin preparing the process to withdraw from the Istanbul Convention. A previous centrist Polish government signed the treaty in 2012, and it was ratified in 2015 when the justice minister called it, this is a quote, a feminist creation aimed at justifying gay ideology, end quote. The treaty was spearheaded by the Council of Europe, the continent's oldest human rights organization, which emphasized that the treaty's sole objective is to combat violence against women and that it does not explicitly mention gay marriage. But that has not stopped the backlash to it in Hungary and Slovakia, where the parliament rejected the treaty, insisting it is at odds with the country's constitutional definition of marriage as a heterosexual union. More on this and other stories are available at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.